Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so do you want to go over, like, the list? There's just a couple things that I was
going to... Whatever you want. We don't need to.
Okay.
We can launch into it.
Okay, perfect. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Not Boring Business Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Redman, founder of Air 5. This is not suits and handshakes business. This is not boring business. Before we get into the show, though, before I welcome our lovely guest, Noah Baron, star of Hail Caesar.
Well, I right? wouldn't say that.
We'll get into that. So I was having a little downtime and I was talking with Noah before this, and it was weird. Like, in this journey of entrepreneurship, you kind of go through these ebbs and flows, and it's difficult, right? Like, you go through these hard times and these peaks and valleys that, like, one thing that he will speak to, like creating a YouTube channel and acting and up and coming, is something that's, like, incredibly difficult, right? Like,
some
would you agree?
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you, Not Boring Nation, for lifting me up through your reviews and your subscribes in iTunes. Please keep them coming. Keep the emails coming. I want to give a shout out to Sean Gehan, a buddy of mine from high school who I haven't seen in the longest time, but he's been so supportive online, sharing everything. Thank you so much. And Chris Lasher and Matthew Campia-Jorney, who helps edit this.
Oh, great.
So I'm glad. So thank you guys so much for supporting me, as well as the rest of Not Boring Nation. And now, let's go. Noah Baron, give us a little origin story about who you are, what you do here in LA.
Origin story.
The story.
The origin story. It's like not going to be, I'm thinking like I need to like a Spider-Man, like I was bit by something.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
That's the best way.
I was bit by the acting bug. Hey, see what I did there?
Hey.
I didn't even plan that. Okay. Born and raised in Boston, Cambridge, Massachusetts, right outside. Got my degree in theater at American University. Drove out to LA. And hit the ground running kind of thing. Since I've been out here, kind of came out here to be an actor, and then wanted to pursue my dream further and become a producer, because I wanted to start creating my own content, because I knew that a guy who moved out to LA wasn't going to get a lot of shots with having no agent, no credits, none of that fun stuff. So began producing my own content and writing my own content, and I guess that's kind of where I am today. That's like a very abridged version.
Yeah, sure. Like, and I think that's great, right? Like, and how we met was through a mutual friend of
Johnny
ours.
Johnny Whitfield.
Johnny, shout out to Johnny.
I love that kid.
Dude.
Man, I love that man.
I love that man.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I think
he's a man now. A man child.
He's a man. No, yeah. He's a man.
I feel like he's finding his way now. Like, to becoming a grown adult.
He's like one of my favorite people.
He is an exciting individual to be around. Like, it's infectious.
I agree.
So, okay, you're a YouTuber, number one.
Eh.
What would you describe? Would you actor first?
Actor. So on my website, it's actor, producer, awesome. Because I don't, like, a lot of people do, it's like the hyphen generation. A lot of people would say like actor, producer, writer.
Yeah.
And I do write, but I don't know. I don't consider myself a writer, even though I do write. It's a weird thing. And I don't like going by a YouTuber, because when I think YouTuber, I think someone who like does vlogs and like challenges.
Oh,
and
sure,
like,
yeah.
That is cool for whoever does that. That's their life. They can make a lot of money on that. They can have a lot of fun if that's their passion. But for YouTube, it's to showcase what I can do, what I can create, my ideas, my acting. It's not to show people how many Big Macs I can eat in one sitting.
Yeah, right.
It's just not my thing. Like, no offense to those people. That's not my thing.
Some, like, I need to get more into the YouTube, like, ecosystem.
It's insane.
You know, like, how did you make inroads to do that? Or, like, how were you, why did you start YouTube in general?
So I started, the first video that my former production partner and I did was called Cuddle Club, and it was a shot-for-shot remake on the Fight Club trailer, but instead of fighting, we were cuddling.
Okay, makes sense.
And Chuck Palahniuk, like, blogged about it. He wrote the book and the screenplay, which David Fincher directed, you know,
yeah.
Fight Club.
Yeah, right.
So that was our first success into like, oh my God, like people like our stuff. And I did that video because I want to be in the union, the SAG-AFTRA.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I was non-union, and it was a loophole where I could do a project and Taft-Hartley, what it is called, myself in. So I did that, and I did it for a few of my friends as well. And then, like, that video picked up, and we were like, let's try this again. And then did another one, did the same thing, did another one, did even bigger. And then I was like, let's just start doing content every week or every other week.
And then it just grew from there.
Kind of. I'm reluctant to say it grew because my numbers aren't great. They're yeah. not they're not huge.
But they're good.
They're okay. It's all perspective.
Yeah.
I talked to my friend who has 200,000 and he's like, that's awful. And I'm like, I have like
25.
Right, exactly. 1, 000, yeah. So, but when I talk to someone who's like just getting into it, they're like, how did you like have such a big fan base? I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, right. Like, I think you bring up a great point though, right? Because it's like, it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
Right. Like, or having the gratitude. Like when I was thanking the guys, like it's four reviews, right? So like four reviews in like one day on iTunes. But some people would go, if Gary V or someone was like, yeah, dude, I get 259 a day.
Right.
And I'm like, well, one, way to fucking shit on me, right? Two, you gotta have that, like, I think the most successful people remember that place. You know what I mean? Like in order to, like, stay hungry and keep climbing, you have to be gratuitous, right? Like,
yep.
You have to show that gratitude. Like, how much of it is perspective?
I still, most YouTubers don't have their subscription notifications. So every time someone subscribes to you or likes you on Facebook, whatever, you see who they are. Most YouTubers don't have that because they just don't care. They're like, whatever, the numbers will grow. And that's like one perspective, and that's cool because like they're not obsessed with it. I keep my notifications on. So every time someone subscribes to me, I get an email with their name and I appreciate that.
Yeah, right.
Like, I take a second to be like, oh, cool, I got another subscriber. So right. When I wake up every morning and I have, like, 3 to 5 emails, I'm like, that's awesome. And I look at every name. And
like, that's what I mean. Like, such, like, fans, right? Where they go, dude, it's such a vulnerable place to be in, right? Number one, when you're climbing and you go, oh, what will people say about this, right? Like, that's the number one reason why people don't put out content as much as they should is because they're worried about what other people will say. Like, in getting that positive feedback once, like from one email, is like, makes the world a difference, especially when you're first getting started.
Yeah. And on the other side, I mean, there's a lot of hate comments out there.
Oh, sure.
There,
yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, like every time, like I got an email yesterday from someone. I get like 2 to 3 emails a week from different people just like saying they like my stuff or like I just found you or whatever. And it makes my week. Like, I had some girl, shout out to that girl, don't know her name, I'd have to look on Facebook, but she wrote on the visitor wall of my fan page and was like, I just found you, I'm so in love with you, like, I love your content. And I was like, oh my God, that is like I read it to my girlfriend, like, it made me so happy that like this one person found me.
Absolutely.
And I made, and oh man, going a little rogue, but I got a message once from this girl who was like, my boyfriend just broke up with me, I've been so depressed, and I came across your channel, and I just spent my entire evening watching your videos, and you've, like, made me feel better. And I was like, I quit life, that's it. Like, that's
fucking
the point
impact.
Of this. I
that's
know.
That's impact.
It was beautiful. It was amazing.
Like, seriously, and I'm still in the climb, right? Like, I know.
Well, we all are.
Right, yeah, I agree. And I feel like my ceiling is really high. I feel it.
That's a good,
you know what I mean?
I feel the same way.
Like, and you go through these fucking lulls,
yep.
Right? Like, where you're dude, today just didn't happen for me. You know, like, it wasn't my day today. Like, how do you handle it?
Man, I've been going through a lot of lulls. I'm like, I was just telling my girlfriend, I'm finally out of the lulls. Like, I'm rising again. And I'm, like, jacked up. I'm excited. I'm like, going for it. Honestly, with this last lull that I went through, it was a lot of me just like, this is like spiritual and hippy dippy kind of stuff, kind of, but like I just allowed myself to feel it. and like know that I was going through a lull and accept it and feel the shittiness I felt, because I knew that it'll only make, when I'm out of this lull, feel better. I'll be able to look back and be like, and I know it's a, I know it's just going to pass.
Sure.
But it was for a few months, and I just let myself feel it. I would literally, like, in my boxer briefs, just lay on the ground on my hardwood floor and just like stare at the ceiling and be like, what do I do now with my life? But now I'm like, I just got out of it like 2 weeks ago.
Just got out of the lull.
Just got out of it. That, and they come in with the booking of the middle, which we'll get into.
Which we get, yeah, right.
That kind of snapped me out of it.
Sure.
That lull. And also, right on my birthday, I signed with a new agent. And that day
congratulations,
going forward,
by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I love her. She's amazing. I speak to her like every day, which is so rare.
That's an attentive agent.
She's so fantastic.
She out of LA or New York?
She's in LA.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just saw her a couple days ago. I had to sign some more paperwork. Anyway, ever since my last birthday in September, every day after that, something amazing happened. It was weird. It was like the day before, everything sucked. And then my birthday hit. My best friend was here visiting me. And then everything's awesome now.
Yeah, right. Like, I think like that. Do you believe in the universe?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
huge.
I am just the largest proponent of, like, believing that you're meant to be something, and it's not going to be easy, and if you work your fucking ass off, you will eventually find that gift. You know what I mean?
I think that
you'll find your path.
I did an interview with my local newspaper back home when I...
You did one?
I did one.
Okay.
When I did, when I booked Hail Caesar, they wanted to do a piece on me and my company, my production company, my YouTube channel, and I said the same thing. It's like, man, I have so many feelings about so many things. Like, if you are passionate about something, just freaking do it. Like, do it 100% and don't look back. Like, don't care what people think. Don't worry about other people. Like, live your freaking life.
Yeah. That's truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, there are times where I get, like, I'm in an emotional, like, state right now. I'm in a very fragile state. I'm in, I guess, where I'll go home and it'll be like 9 o'clock at night, right? Because I'll leave the office, and I'll be the last one here always. And I'll drive, and like some song will come on the radio, like on or my Spotify, and it will be like some kind of like motivational messaging, and I'll be like, I'm gonna do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's I'm a fucking wreck right now. You know what I mean? Like, but I keep it together. I try to keep it together.
Why are you a wreck?
Like, dude, fucking days are hard. You're right. Like, it's lonely when you're at the top and you try to like start a company, right? Or you try to produce a podcast and you're trying to like line up all these people and you go, no one's fucking helping me. You know what I mean? Like, you're resource constrained and you go, if there was someone like I could relate to. You know what I mean? Like, that was just right there for me now.
I do understand what you're saying.
You know, and you just go, like, when things don't go your way, and you're like, well, not necessarily your way, but more nothing went right that day. Like, you'll have days, it will compare and contrast with the days that you will have that everything seems to go right. Right? Like, but it seems like those days are coming more and more, and I'm in this perpetual state of, like, it's almost here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much of like when you're an actor is really thinking and believing that that next big thing is right around the corner? Like your middle gig.
It's an interesting question. I know that
it's an interesting podcast.
Oh, look at you.
Whoa.
Hey. I know that I'm going to be successful in my career. I 100%, there's no doubt in my mind. And I want to live in the moment, so I'm not like anticipating the future, but at the same time, it's like I know it's going to come. It's just a matter of time, and every time I do a new video or every time I do a podcast or anytime I do anything, it's just like a baby step closer.
So the work you're putting in now, you know, will pay off.
100%. Right? Like, so I know that people, like, I have so many people reaching out to being like, hey, you're being looked at. Like, people are watching you. I had someone reach out to me on Facebook recently that was just like, hey, you're about to like blow up, like,
sure,
like you're about to hit 100,000 people, like people are have their eyes on you.
Yeah.
I've had networks reach out to me, be like, hey, we want a show from you, and I'm like, okay, like I need to now learn how to write, yeah, or something like
right.
that. So it's just like every person you talk to, every thing is another doorway in. And it's not to say like network, because yeah. I don't necessarily believe in that, because
sure.
I just don't like looking at it. But it's like human connections, like every human you talk to, like look at us.
Yeah.
Like we met through a mutual friend, we grabbed coffee,
right,
and now like we're here for each other, whatever
absolutely
we need.
Absolutely.
I think it's just like
keep doing that. By the way, I'm gonna zoom in here.
Zoom into
these more. Are Noah's duct tape.
Oh yeah.
Look at this, dude. It's part of the set.
Yeah. Well, and there's another one, but
and there's
they
another
can't
one
see it
on Air 5. Dude, like, you cool. are multifaceted, hella talented.
Ah, well, I don't know about that, but thank you.
So I want to go back a little bit to like when you people were saying, "Hey, you dude, you're on the rise. Your views are awesome, and you're gonna make it, right?" I want to unpack this because I've been told like from people, and I've always been trying to get this right, or where they go, I have like at least 2 or 3 dozen people that wouldn't be surprised if I were on the cover of like Entrepreneur magazine one day, right? Like there's this whole faction of people and like fans and people of the show that go, dude, like you're going places. I think there's an ultimate pressure in that. Like what pressure do you have when you're just proving people wrong, right? Like versus the pressure of actually living up to like someone else's expectations. Does that wear on you at all?
Honestly, I never think about honestly any of this.
Yeah.
Because I don't
I'm trying to get you to think outside the box.
Yeah, so when I was in my acting class in college 8-9 years ago, we were told to write down on a piece of paper, "I want to be an actor because." Hmm. We wrote a sentence down and they said, "No one will ever see this. If that is negative or about someone else but you, stop acting now." And I had written down, "I want to be an actor because I am the happiest when I'm on stage or in front of a camera."
Oh, okay.
And that was my kind of final reassurance of like, this is what I want to do. I don't care. I don't think about I don't worry about other people's perception. I don't care if people think I'm a bad actor. I don't care if people think I'm not funny. I don't care if people think I'm not successful. I just don't care because yeah. it doesn't affect me one bit. I just don't care. Like,
sure.
I just kind of don't care about other people's opinions. Like, I love when people come to me and they're like, "I love your stuff. I love watching it." Of course that feels good. But like when people are like, "This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen," or like, "Go kill yourself." I'm like, like, cool.
Have
like,
you gotten death threats via?
No death threats, but definitely like,
"Go kill yourself."
Go kill. Yeah, like.
Oh, not "I'm going to kill you."
No.
You made this fucking video.
No,
oh,
not.
I'm going to kill you.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. But yeah, I don't know if that really answered your question, but like I thought about that stuff. I don't care.
You're doing the best.
I'm doing what I want to do.
You're happy. You said you're happy in front of the camera, right?
Like, yeah.
Like you look amazing.
Oh, you look amazing.
Like Jesus. I'm telling you right now. That you he has a new logo out, right?
I
want everyone to check this logo out.
I'm a fan of it.
When I saw this logo, I fucking died.
Really?
Yeah. I go, dude, it is his fucking hair and ears.
It's the things I'm known for. It's like, my screensaver because I'm that egotistical.
Is it?
Yeah.
Show the camera. Like,
is that getting it?
Yeah, let me get it. Oh, it's there. It's there. Dude, yeah, that's amazing. Like,
It
went
okay,
off.
Okay, cool.
But still, dude, like, I really love that you love your assets.
My ears have been made fun of my whole life, and I've always hated them, and I wanted to get them pinned back. Here they are.
Did you really?
Yeah, totally.
I know one other person that wants to do that, but I refuse to let them.
It's now, like, my hair is really long right now. I need to go get it cut after this. one of my agents, like, 5 years ago, I was telling her about my ears and how I like to wear my hair a little longer so that my ears are less noticeable. She was like, "No, you need to be known for something." And I was like, boom. So I started like shaving my sides and my ears would go nuts. And that's who I am. And like, I'm a white guy in LA who plays 20 to 30 years old. There's a million of us, literally.
Sure.
So I need to stand out for something. And my hair I already have, so why not my ears?
How do you get your hair to stay like that, though?
That's so freaking funny. I was wondering if that would come up because a lot of people bring up my hair. Rogaine.
No.
Swear to God. What? And I would never mention this. I've been using Rogaine for 5 years now. I would never. I was so ashamed of it. And then I was like, why the hell am I ashamed of using Rogaine?
Sure.
I use Rogaine and Propecia.
Wait, so you bald? You're normally bald?
No.
How does that work?
I started to recede.
Recede, okay.
A little bit. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to nip this in the bud because I'm an actor and I don't want to be a bald actor.
I don't want to be typecast as the 20 to 30 bald ass fucking
white
guy.
That'd be a weird thing. And maybe I'll let it go bald, but we'll see. But yeah, I've been using Rogaine for a few years.
That's the trick.
Yeah. And it's kind of just like does its own thing. Like it's kind of.
It looks perfectly wavy. Like I have this thing where like my hair is naturally curly and I try to comb it out.
Yeah.
So it just keeps going back. But I just try to embrace.
You got to accept
What do you do for your ears?
Oh, those I rub like gel on them every night to keep them growing.
That's what's perfect, right? Like you've got your routines for your assets and you fucking sell them, dude.
I don't actually put gel on my ears.
Oh, just for the record?
Yeah, just for the record. I would like that to be stated.
You have Erica do something for them?
She just like, massages the temples every night. The, the woosah.
The low.
Yeah, you get it.
Okay, so using your assets, how do you get, like, what was your first, like, break? And was it Hail Caesar? Was your first? So proud of you, by the way. This dude went toe-to-toe with two A-list actors. Right?
I've never thought of it like that.
ScarJo and Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
And I was like, I made my fiance. We went back and back and back and watched you over and over and over.
Thank you.
And I go, fuck. So tell me about that process.
So just so you, the audience, doesn't have to backtrack, I booked a small role in the Coen brothers film Hail Caesar, which was their last film as of right now. I just went through puberty right then. I cracked a little bit.
Right now?
It was a huge cast. Josh Brolin, Scarlett Johansson, George Clooney, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, Ralph Fiennes, Tilda Swinton, Noah Baron. that's good.
Love that.
That's good. My agent or manager got me an audition. I went in. It was for two roles. I went in. I did them. She said, great. Can you read a third role? And I said, yep. And she said, here's the sides. Go out and come in whenever you're ready. She went out, or I went out of the room. I looked at them for 5 minutes, had to make a quick choice of what the character was, what they wanted, what their objective was, how I'm going to do it, all that fun stuff. I go back in. I do it. I get no feedback. And she's like, okay, thanks. I was like, okay. I'm watching a movie. A week later, I get an email from my agent. Hey, Joel and Ethan Coen want to see you tomorrow to read for these two roles. Oh. One of which was the third role that I auditioned for, and one was another role. One of the original ones. Went to the callback. It was at the same place. I was like trying not to talk myself into it because I was like, this is my first big callback.
Yeah.
Like the Coen, I was like, are they going to be in there?
The Coen brothers.
The Coen brothers, right? So it's you're in this room and it's really scary. I'll make this shorter because we got a lot to cover. I go in the room. Ethan's there. He goes, hi, I'm Ethan. And I shook his hand. I go, yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And then Joel's sitting in the corner. He throws up like a wave. I'm like, hey, Joel. And then they're like, all right, let's do it. And then I did the first one and I was like, I didn't feel as good about it. And I liked the second one better. The AD role, the assistant director. And I did that one. And I think my choice was stronger. And then Ethan goes, huh. I didn't think about it like that. And then they're like, all right, thanks. Nice to meet you. And I left. And then I got on Avail, which is availability, which is they reach out to see, hey, is your client available that we might want you? It's typically like 2 to 3 people they put on Avail. And then...
on Avail?
Avail. Availability. They're checking your availability. Yeah. Pinned is also another word for it. There's also one other term that I've only heard once for this actual project, but... and then 2 days later, I got a call saying I booked it. I got a call saying you booked the role opposite Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And my dad was like, go celebrate with Erica, my girlfriend. He took us out on a nice meal in West Hollywood. And
tell me this. How did you leverage that? Like, did that catapult you into world's fame?
No, we're still climbing. We're still climbing.
Okay, so like, how do you do, like, what did you do after, right? You celebrate this and you're like, this came out. Is there any way that you leverage that success to get to the next rung?
Yes and no. The reason that my paper back home wanted to do something on me was because I reached out to them and I was like, hey, if you want to do a piece on me, they're like, absolutely.
Fucking hustler.
I did that yesterday also. Yeah. With my college paper, because I was like, hey, it's me again. I booked this now, if you care.
Yeah.
And like everything.
If you care about me.
If you care, you know, whatever. I only gave you $250,000 to study at your institution, but write one sentence about my life in this publication. It got me a really good agent, but it was that mixed with like a ton of other things.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, if it weren't for me being a self-starter and doing my YouTube stuff and Facebook stuff and creating content, I wouldn't have gotten anything because that stuff got me a manager because I didn't have any credits. So it's like that first one was hard, and then that first credit helped me to the next step, and then everyone since then has gotten me to the additional steps.
Yeah, right. So like, what'd you do from then on then? So like, where, what, hold on a sec. I'm a secret fan of PLL, Pretty Little Liars, and I watch it. I don't watch it anymore because it's gone.
That would make sense.
But you were once
a stand-in. No.
Okay. So we clarified this before.
Yes.
But like, I thought you were a feminine male figure that they, you tell the story.
A friend of mine.
He was once A.
No, I wasn't. Sure, I was once A.
Yes.
No. A female friend of mine got me a gig as the stand-in on Pretty Little Liars. Okay. So that means that every time the actors, I have to watch what the actors do during rehearsal, and they say, okay, A team out, B team in, and then we, the B team, went in, and like, if they picked up a cup and drank it with their left hand and then put it down and then turned to the right, we would have to mimic every single thing they did because the crew would have to light it and the camera would have to like know the movement. So it's an interesting gig, and I did that for a couple weeks, and I started to like gain kind of a teeny bot fan base because I would be hanging out with some of the leads, and they would tweet about me, and like we would all hang out. We would get like froyo together.
Sure.
So then one day, the creator director saw me and was like, that guy, who is he? I want him to play A. I don't know if I can even talk about that. No, I guess I can.
You can now. It's all over.
And he was like, she was like, he's a man, but he's like thin. So like, no one will know, because at that point I don't think they'd figure out who A was.
His hands are feminine.
Very feminine. These things are tiny. Not to say that women have small hands. We're going rogue.
Come on, yeah.
And I was really excited, and I tweeted out like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna be A next episode."
Oh my god, I'm excited.
And then that night I got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
and it was good pay, dude. I was making like $220 a day to be on a live set, get paid or get food, work with these big actors. I was brand new to LA.
This was when you were a newbie.
Oh, I was a brand newbie. That was like 6 months into LA.
So what season of PLL was it?
Two or three. I'd have to check.
Dude, you would have had IMDb. Just a fucking long run too, man.
Yeah. It was depressing, but it all.
How do you bounce back from that fucking catastrophic failure? No.
That was probably the biggest like fuck me moment.
Seriously, no,
it sucked.
Yeah, right.
It sucked a lot. I couldn't see the bright side of it. I couldn't see the positive of that. Because I was like, I lost a lot of money, so then I ran into someone a couple years later who was still on it, making a lot of money. And they were an actor, but that's what they were doing.
Right.
And I was creating my own content. I had booked Hail Caesar. And I was making my own way. So the money would have been great, but I think it would have locked me into being a stand-in.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So that's the bright side I found from it.
Because you got to find a silver lining or what? You got to go, oh, man, this could have been the greatest. And you're trying to get yourself out of that funk?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think that was kind of just like, I got to learn from the experience. Like, that sucked. That was stupid of me. I don't think they should have fired me over that.
Yeah.
But they did, and I have to move on. I don't know, man. I'm just like a really forward-thinking, optimistic person.
Great.
So, whatever happens today, like my in the middle. The last time I got cast in a role in the middle was last year, and my scene got completely cut out. That means no residuals, no credit, no footage from my reel and my material, nothing.
This was karma from the A. This was A coming back to now kill your...
I guess. I think that karma was getting fired. It was like double, triple karma.
Yeah, this
it
was
sucked.
Double karma.
It was not fun to get cut from the middle. But dude, I just booked it again, so, and it's a bigger role.
And this is what's amazing, right? So, you know you made the final?
I would think that I made the final because the writer on set, the head writer was like, hey, Noah, we're so sorry for cutting you last time. It was a time thing.
Remembered you.
You were, oh, of course.
Okay.
Well, because of the YouTube stuff that we'll probably get into.
Yeah.
And because I went in so many times for the show and, like, I kind of made an impression on set. And he was like, it was not you. It was running long.
It was us.
It was us.
It's not you, it's me. It's not,
exactly.
So that's how breakups go in Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's
on set.
How it all goes.
It's not you.
Well, in Hollywood, they're like, no, you suck. Straight up, like, you're not good. But this one, he was like, I promise you, this one's not going to get cut. And my fellow co-star, so it was me and two other people. It's a party scene. And they both got cut from this episode.
No.
Yeah, they reached out to me individually, and they're like, hey, I got cut. I was like, oh, shoot. I probably got cut, too, then.
Damn it.
But I never got the email. And then the IMDb credit went up a few days ago, so I was like, I'm not cut. I don't think I'm cut, but I'm not sure. Like, I also don't know if my scene got cut down because it's a longer scene. It's a full page.
Is it a five and under? Well, what is it? Like, you have how many lines?
They call it under five, but that's not really terminology anymore. That's more for soap operas. It's called a co-star.
Oh, you're called a co-star?
Yeah, well, co-star is, like, the lowest thing you can be.
Oh.
Not so to say
was,
I won't
I thought
take...
it was just, low billing.
It is.
Okay.
So it's like extra work, which is like background.
Yeah.
Then there's co-stars. Then there's guest stars. Then there's like guest star recurring.
Yeah.
Then there's series regs.
Dude, I'm telling you this. When I saw that you were back on the middle, right? Again, I grab my fiance, I think, and I go, look at Noah. Look at him. He's going to be on our fucking show.
That's
like,
so
I
funny.
Love the middle. Like,
great.
So much that so that like, when you told me that you got cut the original time, and you were describing the scene, I was like, "Oh yeah, you would have been perfect for that, man."
Yeah,
you know, like that support, right? Like I like supporting friends and like supporting that kind of stuff like helps, right? Like, do you
Hell
give
yeah.
that back to the people that support you?
Or? Oh my freaking God! I don't even give it back to the people who like. I will help whomever, whenever, for whatever. I had my friend Jess come over yesterday, and she was like, hey, I'm starting a YouTube channel. I need to edit all these things. I need da da da. And she came over, and I, like, took work off to help her. And she was like, I'll pay you. I was like, no, I'm not going to charge you. Like, and she's like, I'll buy you lunch. I was like, okay. So she bought me lunch. I literally lost money on this because I could have been working.
Mm.
Like, but I wanted to help her. So now I'm helping her create her YouTube channel, and I'm teaching her the things that's taken me 6 years to learn just because I want to give, like, I like helping people. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even say it's giving back, but it's just, like, I like supporting people, and if there's something I can do for someone, why the hell wouldn't I?
You think it's your duty? It's your duty to have that give back model in your life.
I don't know if it's my duty because, again, it's kind of going back to the other thing. I just don't think about it like that. It's literally just, like, they're a friend, of course I would want to help them. Or even if they're not a friend. I get coffee meetings like we got. I get two to three of those a week.
Oh.
I'm teaching to an acting class a week from yesterday about the business of acting. I'm Skyping into my
About the business of acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I teach these classes because, like, I just genuinely want to help give people knowledge, whatever I can. Yeah. I'm on the low rung of the totem pole, but anything I've learned so far, I'd love to impart on other people. Like, don't tweet about Pretty Little Liars. That's a good one.
Do you think it was tweeting about you being on Pretty Little Liars or tweeting about that they keep so secret A character? And, like, you were like, I'm A, and they were like, well, fuck this guy.
The combination.
How did they not tell you, though? Like, make it sure, like, hey, you're going to be this? Listen. We know you're getting a little teeny bopper fan. Like, is that the fault of the producers? Like,
they had no idea who I was. Mm. No one had any idea. I mean,
so how did they find that then? Because it caught on fire?
I don't know. It didn't even catch on fire. Oh, like, one person liked it or something. Like, I don't even know. I really don't even know. I think that they like they have someone searching for the data, like through Pretty Little Liars hashtags or something, and someone found me and I got a call that night. It was like, don't come into work tomorrow. I was like, what happened?
Damn.
So confused. I went online, I deleted the tweet.
Yeah, and you were like, did you try to fight for the job back?
The guy who hired me, who also fired me, my mutual friend's father, actually, I was like, why? Like, he was like, don't, like, that was so dumb of you. Like, why would you have done that, Noah?
Yeah.
And he was like, you made us all look bad, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no one ever, like, I'm very sorry I did this. Right. Like, no one ever told me that I couldn't. I deleted the tweet right away. No, like, I think it was handled terribly by them.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a little bitter about it, but not really, because I really don't care at this point. But I just wish they'd been like, hey, instead of don't come into work, just be like, hey, take that tweet down.
Right. Like, who that cares? Is, do you think that's like the cutthroat? There's another fucking Noah out there.
There's a million. Because I mean? It wasn't even another Noah. It was another, literally another white guy who was 5'9"
Yeah.
Who can stand.
Right.
That is what they needed.
But I guarantee you they don't have your ears.
Probably not.
See?
I would hope not.
You're a differentiator.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's one reason that's my love hate with like LA, is it's so cutthroat, right? Like you said, there's no real forgiveness or give. You know what I mean? Like with that, if I would have saw that tweet as a producer, I don't know, maybe if I was caught up in the atmosphere, I would have been like, you know, yeah, fuck this guy. Well, how dare he? And then the other part I go, it got one like, it got no real, not much awareness. Dude, tell him to take it down, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. To each their own.
To each their own.
I learned not to tweet. And now I'm, like, terrified every time I'm on set. Like, when I book the middle, I wouldn't post a photo.
Yeah, right.
I posted, like, a photo from my trailer, but I wouldn't post that on the middle.
Right.
And, like, all my friends are posting, like,
oh, you posted the photo of you on the middle with the chair?
So that I posted this time around because yeah, okay, all of my yeah, friends yeah. And I asked everyone on set. I was like, can I post this photo? And they're all like, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
sure.
Like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to post the photo.
I'm going to make Jeremy really happy. Right,
really
now.
Happy.
I bet you no one was more happier for you.
My father probably
no,
was.
Mom, dad, me, you on the middle. I was shouting from the and I will shout from the rooftops.
My dad was probably happier. My dad's like my biggest fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
How important is that to you?
It's cool. It's cool to have that. Like, he's like the first commenter on like all my YouTube
videos.
Is he
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, obviously you and your dad are close.
Yeah. And like, me and my family we're all pretty damn close.
And Facebook is now skewing like old.
He's not on Facebook.
Oh, he's not?
No.
See, you got to have him get on Facebook, get all his old friends from high school. This is what happens. Like, my mom is on Facebook and I go, oh, she took some fucking selfie in a car, right? And it got fucking 90 likes and like 68 comments.
Get it, Jeremy's mom.
And I go, fucking what? Do you know what I mean? Like, I write a status. It's like, hey, I want to help you this week. Tell me anything, I'll do it. It's like 20 comments, 25 likes. And it's like, dude, mom, fucking old people are killing it on Facebook.
Photos of yourself do the best on Facebook.
Same with Instagram. I know. I know.
It's so narcissistic and egotistical, but it's true.
No, it is. Yeah. Like, and I got to get better at it. But so I want to talk about the first middle experience that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had a couple of viral videos. Like, really viral
videos. What's viral?
You hit 1 million views.
That's viral?
I say 1 million views. The technical viral coefficient is if one person shares it to 10 people.
What?
And those 10 people, then it's actually viral. There's actually a viral coefficient.
Got it.
So like, but yeah, I would say viral is a couple million views.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I've had some viral videos.
Like, how many have you had that have hit
millions?
Oh,
Jesus.
Millions.
I can't even keep, I have...
Like, I'll say it, like, 8?
Sure.
And then you've had one video that did, like, 50 million, right?
Yeah, I have one video that has about 60 million.
And let's put this success in context. So, you were on set, right, of The Middle.
Oh, this story.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Like, go into this, unpack this story for our beautiful, not boring nation.
I was on set for 3 words on The Middle, my first time around where I got cut. And instead of going back to my trailer in between setups, I went and did a ballsy move, not that ballsy, and sat in Video Village, which is where the director and everyone sit to look at the screens. Like, the director isn't on set. They are, but they're off on the side looking at the screen so they see what everything looks like, right? Because they want to see what you look like on film when they're shooting it. They need to know the framing. They need to know how it reads on camera. So he's sitting there. The director's name is Phil, and I go and just sit next to him. I sit on one of the crew's chair right next to him. And
how presumptuous.
He, after a couple moments, he looks over, goes, no, he doesn't even look over. He just goes, what's your deal? And I was like, me? He was like, yeah, what's your name? And I was like, Noah Baron. And he Googles me. And he goes, like, what's your deal? And as he's Googling me, I'm like, oh, I have a YouTube channel. I create weekly content, comedy, actor, blah, 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 whatever. He Googles me. He finds my website right away, Noah Baron. And he clicks on it, and he's like, oh, wow, you kind of have your shit together. And he, like, I was like, yeah, click on that link, my YouTube. And he opens it. He's like, oh, wow, you have a lot of subscribers. I was like, yeah, you know, I do this thing, blah, blah, blah. He's like, which one should I watch? And I was like, well, this one has, like, 50 million views if you want to see that. He watched that, and then, like, the lead of the middle came over, and the writer and the AD, and they all started watching it and being like, oh, my God, I've seen this before. And the lead of the middle, Eden, I think her name is. She's the female lead.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, I just moved in with my boyfriend. This is so, like, relevant. I understand this completely. And then I think the story that you want me to get to is, like, my
I want you to hurry up and tell.
Hurry the fuck up and just get to. The AD came over and was like, oh my God, this is you. I knew I recognized you. My son or my daughter is a fan of your channel. Like, I've seen you before. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then the guy was like, this has 50 million. The head writer, Rich, who was also the head writer of the episode I recently booked, the guy I was talking about, he was like, this has 50 million views. I was like, yeah. And he was like, you're more popular than we are. And I was like, dude, you get paid a salary and a living to do this. I got paid $0 for this video.
And I want to put that into my perspective. Right, because I see that as overall brand awareness.
Yeah, totally.
Right, like, and then one, arbitraging the value on one platform to get some amount of recognition and value in another.
100%.
So, like, how much does that mindset go in at all to when you create content outside of your daily acting life?
It's all that goes into it. Like,
so you know, you're aware, you're smart.
I think everyone thinks they're smart.
You're smarter than the average person.
I don't know about that.
I would say that.
Okay, I'll take that. But my recent video yesterday has 250 views.
What? That's the normal thing.
Yeah, Stranger Things parody. That's atrocious. That's awful.
Sure.
But at any time, that could catch on. And at any time, someone could notice me from that. Like, I have a video right now that just hit 17 million views, right? It's 16 things every waiter hates. It's on Facebook, and it's going insanely viral right now. I don't understand it. It's crazy. It has 200,000 shares. It's nuts.
How much is that you reaching out to people, like, or like no viral one. Thread or something? And
I'll reach out to a couple sites that I think would do well for it. Like,
what's your pitch to them?
Hey, I think this video would do well on your page. Feel free to share it. Would love to be tagged in it. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
And one out of 20 people will share it.
That's
or pages.
Good, that's good odds.
I guess. Maybe one out of 10.
Like, one out of 10?
Maybe. Yeah.
Fuck.
But it's like, I put out good content, so I'm not just saying them like...
Yeah, right.
Like, shitty video footage of my, like... I was going to say dog, but that would be even better than the videos I create, so I'm not going to say that. But yeah, so... But what's crazy to me is, like, I was looking at the viewership on Wikipedia for the middle, and each episode gets, like, 5 to 6 million views, and then I was, like, really excited for my episode to air, but then I was, like, I've gotten that much on one of my videos this week, like...
Oh, interesting.
I don't know, it's just, it's not to say that that's not freaking incredible that I'm gonna be on the middle,
because
I've never been more excited for it, and I'm, like... I'm doing a video for it. Like, I can't wait. Like, all my friends and family are going to watch. But it's just, it's a really interesting perspective to think, as an actor, the training to say those, you know, five lines I'm going to say.
Yep.
That's like one of my bigger breaks so far, but yet I get that much viewership a week.
All right. Now,
it's just interesting.
To the second piece of that, right? We'll unpack is monetizing that, right? Or it's one thing to get 50 in all the social media people out there, right? That like put content out constantly need to be aware of how to monetize that, right? Like it's not about getting a fucking viral video, right? Like you can use that to brand, but there's no transaction. Do you ever think about the transaction after? Like, hey, this video got 60 million views. How do you begin to monetize that or formulate some kind of brand?
You can't. Oh. Not to
there
say,
you go.
Not to say you can't.
You've been demoted to average smart.
A lot. Oh, shoot.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm back?
You're back.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
It's the ears.
Had a panic attack. It's
I look
the ears
at,
and the
I
hair,
go,
man.
Dude,
you're
I
like,
look at... I look at... It's when it's funny. I see your pop filter, right? Like over here. And it's over your mouth.
Oh, so you can only see my hair and my ears?
So I'm seeing just your logo.
I just did it.
You know what I mean?
It was like that.
That's the logo.
I just did a boomerang of me going like that, and I thought the same thing. That's
oh,
funny.
You did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sort of good. On my Insta just now. One of my friends, Jason, is like really smart with that stuff, and he does like brand deals and all this stuff. I sold one of my sketches to True TV, and they paid me $500.
Okay. Yeah.
And I still have the sketch. It's called Brozak. It's actually one of my favorite videos, but they air it like every freaking day on TV now. And it's like, man, if I had known that, I would have probably gotten a couple more dollars.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But with those videos, it's just visibility to me. And mm-hmm. It's literally just another stepping stone to someone's going to see that video and be like, man, who this is funny.
Yeah, right.
Like, where can I find this guy?
Right. Like this, how much is it like a hope, right? Or is it like a hustle? Hope versus hustle. Like you hope it catches on sometime that you're putting out this great content.
It's hustle over hope, but there's hope involved because it's, I don't sit around hoping.
Yeah.
I don't sit around. I just hustle.
Yeah.
And in the background, it's like, yeah, I hope one of these videos catches on,
yeah,
but
sure.
I'm not just like catch on, right?
So you've gone through this complete new, and this is another thing. You've gone through this complete new rebrand.
Yes.
Right? And I'm pumped for it because it's all about you.
Boom.
It's all about Noah Baron, at Noah Baron on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, plus YouTube.
Dude, I am so excited about that. I reached out to every Noah Baron there is who had these handles because I only had Twitter. And I freaking hustled over the last 4 months to get everything.
What'd you do? Like, I'm at Jeremy underscore Redmond.
Yeah, see, I didn't want that. I was like, so I already had Twitter. I was like, I already have Noah Baron Twitter. There's Noah Baron who works for the Huffington Post, and we always like compete for handles. So I know that, like, very long story short, I spent a lot of time online finding who these Noah Barons were.
Yeah. What'd you do when you found them?
Message them on any way I could. I signed up for a Yellow Pages or White Pages account to get information. I contacted them. And now, long story short, I'm just Noah Baron.
What? You made them an offer that they couldn't refuse?
I explained my situation and said I would really appreciate.
There was no monetary exchange?
Nope.
You're kidding me.
Well, the guy who had... shout out to Noah Neil Baron is his name.
He had
Instagram and YouTube. I reached out to him separately because I didn't know that. And then once I finally figured it out, he had already offered to give me it on YouTube. And then I was like, oh my God, you're the same person who has it on Instagram. Could you give me that too? He was like, yeah, I just deleted my account. Go for it. He's like, I don't even use it.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is...
he was like, I support you. Like,
that's great.
Would love
great.
To grab a beer with you. I was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing.
I think I can honestly say, because I'm self-aware, I would not do that. I would not do that.
But the thing is, we are entrepreneurs and that matters to us. This guy
that's
doesn't
true.
Care.
That's
it
true.
Has nothing to do... Like, if
point.
Jeremy Redmond is an accountant in Iowa, he doesn't give a shit
Did
about.
You know my accounting background?
No.
Oh, I was an accountant.
In Iowa?
Not in Iowa.
That'd be
close
wild.
Though, Midwest.
Okay.
So
like if it matters to us, it doesn't matter to most people.
Okay, that's true.
Like, so
then why would he have the initial like action or action energy to create the YouTube, like just to save it for himself in case he wanted to one time?
No, I think just like logically, I don't know, like if you started YouTube, it's like, what would you like your name to be?
Do you have noahbaron.com?
I have Noah-Baron.com.
Noah-Baron.
The person with Noah-Baron.com I reached out to 5 years ago, and they're...
And they said, fuck you.
They had just had a kid named Noah Baron, and they're like, we bought it so that when he turns 18 or 16, we'll give him... Or whatever, we'll give him that. And I was like, can I buy it from you? They're like, no, sorry. I was like, okay.
Damn.
So it's Noah-Baron, but...
I did get JeremyRedman.com. I thought that
that's
was
that's great. Yeah. That's good. But yeah, at just Noah-Baron.
Is there anything else you want to sell on the to the Not Boring Nation?
No.
We want to ring the bell.
Right? Oh, on YouTube.
We want to follow his YouTube. We want to ring his bell, right?
Yeah.
So that every time that you post new content, everyone is aware.
Subscribing is the most important.
Subscribing.
Just go to youtube.com/NoahBaron and hit the subscribe button. I have 170 videos on there.
Okay, wow.
And then the YouTube, the Facebook page is also, I mean, that's, if you literally just go to Facebook and type Noah Baron, you'll find
you'll
my
find
fan
you.
Page, yeah.
Like, do you use YouTube? Because I was thinking, give me some advice, right? I've been thinking about growing the Not Boring Business podcast on either Facebook or YouTube. I right now, like, I'm trying to, I don't have the bandwidth, I think, to do, like, both. If I had to do one, my gut says, because of SEO, do YouTube. Right, like your videos will populate in a Google search when someone types in Not Boring Business or Jeremy Redman versus like Facebook doesn't come up in like a Google search. What's your personal opinion on building a brand on one of the platforms if you had to choose?
If I were you?
If you were
or
me,
if I were anyone.
An ex-accountant from Iowa.
I would do both.
You would do both.
I would do both. They're different audiences. That's why YouTube is, people searching for certain stuff and Facebook is things that pop up and people share and that you can sponsor.
Yeah, sure.
YouTube pays you money, very, very little money. Facebook so far does not. Facebook views are much better. If I upload a video to YouTube, it'll get 500 views. I upload that same video to Facebook, it'll get 8,000 views.
Right.
In the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Because videos just start rolling on Facebook and everyone's on Facebook. It's people our generation. YouTube's a little younger or, again, people searching for stuff. So if I were you, it doesn't take much time. Like, I put out my new content on YouTube because if it hits, I'll make money off of it. If it doesn't, then a year later, I'll put it out on Facebook. And I'm backlogged for a year or two. So on Facebook, I'm just uploading old content that's already on my YouTube channel.
Oh, that's smart strategy.
Yeah. So like every other week, I put out a new video and they do much better on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Like my Facebook page has doubled and my YouTube page is like stagnated.
Ah, gotcha.
I would do both.
What is like, what is converting? How do you convert viewers to subscribers? Is it just going in for the ask?
It's really hard. I just ran my first ad this morning for the next 7 days, but I only spent like $5.
Okay.
To be like, hey guys, I'm primarily on YouTube. Please subscribe to me there if you're a fan of my videos here.
Yep.
I haven't checked my phone today, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Is there any other thing that you would like? Where can people find you outside of this? Anywhere? We'll link all this stuff up in the show notes.
Perfect. Yeah, just at Noah Baron everywhere.
At Noah Baron everywhere.
I think that's it.
I feel like I want to keep on talking to you more, but like, I got to be respectful of your time.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that would be like.
If you could just like come at me with something. Is there some kind of grand point that you want to make?
I think my grand point or a grand point is what I said kind of at the top of the show and what I said in that interview, which is if you are passionate about something, just do it.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. Do it 100%.
Takeaway of the day right there.
I think that's it. Like, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday and I was watching this video on YouTube and it was this guy saying like, he is similar to us. He feels the same way. And it sucked because when he got married the first 5 years, they took two trips because he couldn't leave because he was just working. And my thing is, I don't take trips. I don't leave LA because those are opportunities I'm missing that another actor who is not missing is going to get.
Right.
And if they want it more, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Absolutely.
So you just got to want it more than the next guy, whatever you're doing. Like,
eat someone else's supper. That's what I do.
But like, that's
you just
that's
know,
our
you,
perspective.
Yeah, but you just described to me what I do love about this city.
Yeah, totally.
Which
the hustle.
Is, everyone is so, like, some people go PC with it. Like, no, everyone can win. And I'm like, no fucking bitch. Like, Noah, if he leaves, some other white guy, 20 to 30, with not his sexy of ears, but mm-hmm. still that looks like no one can play Noah's part, gets that part
mm-hmm.
if you're not here to take it
yep.
for yourself.
Yep.
And, like, I don't know. Like, that's something both beautiful and disgusting all in one arena.
I guess. When you understand the industry, it makes, I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
I get it.
I learn totally more and more and more.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, fuck. Like, it's the parallels between, like, entrepreneurship and freelancing and entertainment is just so interesting, and it's such a thin line.
Yeah, totally. They're all, like, they're all the same.
They're all, like, crazy, and they want to win, and I love the game.
Yeah. Being a CEO of a company and being the CEO of your own company, it's literally the same thing.
You want to know what Air5's new thing is?
Yes.
By 2018, we are going to be the largest distributor in LA.
What does that mean? Distributor?
Yeah, everyone's going to have to find out.
Yep. Oh, snap. You know, that's like a month away.
In 2018.
Oh, so by 2018. So you have 13 months.
Yeah, we have 13 months
okay.
to prove this out. And I'm telling you, and I'll keep you guys updated as we do this. And I'll have you back on the show.
Okay.
To now that I've said it,
I've spoken into what the fuck it means.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I've spoken into an existence. Like, and hopefully we'll come back and you'll go, now I saw what you mean 13 months ago. Okay, man.
Okay, man.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course.
Imparting your wisdom, giving people a takeaway of the day.
Yeah.
And
hope I did.
Rock.
You rock.
Thanks, man. Okay, so when does your the middle episode air? What's the date?
November 21st.
Okay.
2017 at 8 p.m. on ABC.
Eastern time.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not work.
Oh my God, you're right.
I know. Yeah, I thought about matter. This morning.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Watch him, please.
Watch me.
I'm telling you, we get 1,000 people to download this episode and listen. We'll push you everywhere.
I actually haven't said this yet, but I'm doing. I just bought koozies with my new logo of my hair and my ears, like beer
Are
koozies.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Give me one. I'll put it up.
Okay. Right. But I'm doing a giveaway. So
oh, fuck,
three people who take a photo of me on screen and tweet at me or Facebook, any if they tag me at Noah Baron, literally anywhere, I'll pick three winners and I'm going to send them koozies.
And three winners plus one for my site.
Maybe you'll be a winner. You got to do it.
All right.